This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Polish President Andrzej Duda in Poland's Rzeszów Thursday after his return from Washington, D.C., video released by Duda's office showed. Duda's aide told Reuters the meeting lasted nearly 2 hours and touched on Zelensky's U.S. visit as well as Polish and Ukrainian relations. Zelensky told U.S. Congress Wednesday that aid to his country was an investment in democracy. And he invoked battles against the Nazis in World War II to press for more assistance in the war against Russia. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog met in Moscow on Thursday with officials from Russia's military and state atomic energy company. He's trying to get a protection zone set up around a Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi and the head of Russia's Rosatom were seen holding talks in Moscow in footage aired by Russian television. Rosatom described Thursday's talk as substantive, useful, and frank. The conversations surround measures needed to safeguard Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and surrounding region. The group of seven nations will intensify their efforts to strengthen Ukraine's air defense, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on Thursday in the presence of her Danish counterpart. She said Ukrainians are defending our European peace order. In light of a recent women's ban in Afghanistan's universities, Baerbock said on behalf of the G7 foreign ministers that gender persecution may amount to a crime against humanity. A group of teenage girls said the Taliban on Thursday forced them out of a private education training center in the northeastern province of Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Spain's parliament on Thursday passed a law allowing people to change their gender on identification documents without the need for psychological or other medical appraisals starting at the age of 14.
Abstenciones 7. En consecuencia, queda aprobado el dictamen.
The bill is now subject to approval in the Senate. Señorías, it has been heavily criticized by the conservative opposition and so-called gender-critical feminist activists. Scotland's parliament on Thursday approved disputed reforms that make it easier for transgender people to change their legal gender, including removing the need for a medical diagnosis of gender dysphoria and lowering the minimum age to 16 from 18. Scotland's social justice minister, Shona Robison, was saying Scotland is not leading the way in this process, but following when she was interrupted.
The experience in those places has been a beneficial impact on the lives of trans people with no evidence of a negative impact for others. And we've said this throughout the passage.
We'll suspend briefly.
Australian police said Thursday the suspected head of a global drug trafficking syndicate has been taken into custody. A Chinese-born Canadian national was one of the world's most wanted men. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Sir Chi Lo is the alleged head of the Sam Gore syndicate, which law enforcement agencies have alleged dominates the hard drugs market across the Asia-Pacific region, from Japan to New Zealand. Australian police have said the syndicate has imported more illegal drugs into Australia than any other criminal gang. Sir Chi Lo, who's 59, was extradited Thursday from the Netherlands. He was detained at Australia's request at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport in 2021. His arrival in Australia brings to an end a decade-long manhunt for one of the world's most wanted men. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A large section of the U.S. is bracing for a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions that are already pounding the Northwest. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden says everyone needs to take the winter weather seriously.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid. This is serious stuff. And my team is prepared to help communities weather this, no pun intended, this storm, this freeze. And because we need to cope.
From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.